Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
We've been looking at a topic which I've entitled One World Religion, One World Government, and One World in Deception. Two of my favorite topics, if you will, concerning end times events involve ecumenism and interfaith movements. And we have looked at the impact of some of this in one of the four current events that I have been sharing about. First of all, we looked at the Parliament of World Religions, which was all about inclusion and interfaith activity among the world's religions. And then we also, another event that I looked at was the recent visit of Pope Francis to Abu Dhabi and the United Arab Emirates. It was a historic journey to the Arabian Peninsula, and he signed with the great Imam of Al-Azhar. Pope Francis signed a historic document on the human brotherhood. There was another term for that document, but basically this has been in the news somewhat recently, and it's somewhat of a historical unprecedented event, which though there has been attempts with Catholicism, Islam, and other religions to join together to try to pray for world peace, etc., this was a very significant meeting recently, and was the second of the current events that I wanted to cover. And of course, in the past archives, in the last programs that I've been doing, I took a real comprehensive look at the Parliament of World Religions. The most recent was in 2018, towards the end of the year, in Toronto, Canada. And then, of course, this event that was very recent with the Pope's visit. And we also, the third event that I was covering in the last few podcasts was based on an event called the World Government Summit. And the article that I started off with was from the New American Magazine, and it was at the World Government Summit, Globalists Push UN Agenda 2030. And so I looked at, in looking at this third current event, I went into also some comprehensive coverage of various globalist summits and conferences that have taken place, from Earth Day in 1970. I didn't say a lot about that, but then in 1992, the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, and then, of course, this most current event, which really was almost like a providential article that I ran across as I had already prepared my outline, and I said, wow, this is real current. Let's talk about this. And so that was the third event that we looked at, and of course, the first two events have to do with helping, and some of the building blocks, let's say, for helping to build the one world religion that we know that will eventually come to this earth, otherwise known in Revelation 17 as Mystery Babylon, the Great Harlot. The harlot, of course, speaks of an unfaithful religious system, whereas the Bride of Christ, for instance, speaks of the faithful religious system, that is not a really so much a religious system, but the faithful Bride of Christ being true Christianity, true biblical, the true biblical expression of God's gospel being presented through His church, through His faithful church. And of course, that apostasy that has been spoken of that would come in the last days results, of course, in the unfaithful system known as Mystery Babylon, the Great Harlot. And so we've been looking at, again, these are current events, real current events. There are other factors, other building blocks and things that have been going on throughout the years that are all working towards this one world religion. And then, of course, the Pope reaching out to the Arabian Peninsula with the Muslim leader, second big event. And then concerning one world government, looking at the World Government Summit meeting recently as well. And now I want to shift back to the fourth current event, which I've been very familiar with over the years. When I lived in the LA area, there was an event that I attended on a regular basis, at least usually almost twice a year, because they would have it in Pasadena, and they would also have it, which, you know, a suburb of LA, and then they would also have it in the airport area, the LAX, of Los Angeles airport area, at one of the hotels there. And I for over a 20-year period, I was there almost every year and almost twice a year, because I was researching and really charting the progress of the New Age movement, which of course has morphed into has other names, let's say, and many people would just call it the new spirituality now, but I prefer to call it the New Age movement because of the prophetic implications that we're going to enter into this new age and have a false millennial reign and peace and prosperity and all that, only not based on the true Messiah Jesus, but on the false Antichrist who will come. And in other words, I think that the New Age movement, the new spirituality, all of these false religions will all play a part and will all be brought together. But the New Age movement and New Age spirituality, of course, will be a big part of that, I believe, because of their beliefs and because of their ability to syncretize different beliefs and accept one another and look at the journey, the spiritual journey, to be one that, you know, all paths lead to God, you know, any road will do. Whereas Jesus said, of course, John 14:6, which I quote often, he said, "No one comes to the Father but by me. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." And so I wanted to look at this fourth current event, which also was very recent. Of course, I don't live in the LA area anymore, but and I used to go to the event called the Whole Life Expo. Now, I don't know if the same people have just changed the name, or if it's a new company that puts on the Conscious Life Expo, as it's called now, but it is a carbon copy, if nothing else, of the Whole Life Expo, because of the content, because of the speakers. It's just, Whole Life Expo 2.0, I guess, or whatever. But as I say, it might have different ownership, the people that put these things together. And so, because this was a current event that I have been very familiar with, and many of the speakers over the years, some of them, no doubt, as I go through a list of some of the speakers and workshops and panels and such, some of these people were involved in the Whole Life Expo even back then, and it's been many years since I lived in LA. So anyway, this particular Conscious Life Expo that just took place, the opening keynote speaker, the opening keynote speaker was Marianne Williamson, of course, who is one of Oprah's best friends, one of the alumni of the Oprah Winfrey Show, and who has been a promoter of the Course in Miracles, which is the supposed channeled document that Jesus gave through Helen Schuschman, and supposedly Jesus wanted to add to the canon of Scripture with this three-volume set of Gnostic heretical channeled teachings, channeled no doubt by a demon impersonating Jesus. But so she was one of the keynote speakers. Eric von Däniken, another keynote speaker, and he's most famous for the ancient astronauts' view of UFOs. He had a talk called "The Gods Were Astronauts," and Marianne Williamson had a talk, at least a workshop, called "The Awakening of the American Spirit." So I'm going to list some of these workshops just to familiarize you with what type of activities were going on at this New Age Expo, Conscious Life Expo. They had a portal to transformation was the opening ceremony. They had several panels. They had the psychic mediumship panel, messages from beyond. They had a panel discussion concerning ancient aliens. They had progressive activism, left-wing political stuff. the George Norrie Forum. You know, George Norrie has the coast-to-coast paranormal type radio program in the wee hours of the night. Panel discussion, near-death experiences, coming back from the other side. That one I will look at a little more closely at some of the movers and shakers in that particular panel discussion. And then there was a panel discussion, UFO, ET influences and human evolution. And then Ascension, another panel discussion, Ascension Living in 5D. Panel discussion, quantum science. Panel discussion, healing, spiritual healing, always a key topic, whether it be psychic surgeons or some other form of counterfeit healings, some of which, of course, may be true healing, but they're coming from an angel of light. They're coming from someone who's impersonating some other spirit of some other person in some other age or what have you. That's usually how it works. And then, you know, oftentimes signs and wonders and healings will take place. Now, sometimes, of course, with a cult leader like Jim Jones, he called himself a healer, and of course, he faked healings. And there's always that element that you can have fake healings and fake activity. But, you know, as in the case of Johanna Michelson, for instance, in The Beautiful Side of Evil, she worked with a psychic surgeon who, you know, there were many miraculous signs and wonders, but they were not from the Spirit of God, but they were from the other side. They were from seducing spirits who were deceiving. And as I say, we're warned that Satan comes as an angel of light, and that would be a good example. Now, I want to just mention the titles of some of the other workshops, just some of them. Robert Perella spoke on extraterrestrials and the origin of the soul. Danian Brinkley spoke on mastering life and 10 simple steps. Of course, he's one of the panel members in the near-death experiences that I'll go into more detail. Grant Cameron spoke on consciousness, UFOs, and reality. J.C. Gordon spoke on how to become the universal mind. A lady named Karen Reese, tune into your own psychic abilities. And some of these names are people that I've never heard of. Some of them I'm very familiar with. Linda Mountain Moulton Howe, Secrets in Antarctica. She's been at this for a long time, spoke at a lot of the old Whole Life Expos that I attended. Jason Silva, We Are the Gods Now. And I don't believe he's any relation to Jose Silva, who had the Silva mind control thing going. I looked him up. I researched Jason Silva, and apparently they're not related. I just assumed, oh, wow, this must be a relative of Jose Silva with his very deceptive Silva mind control, but it wasn't. Anyway, Tracy Ash, The Avatar, Revolution Initiation. Hanson C., Birthing the New Humanity. So, you know, you get the idea. I'll just mention a couple more. This is a full-blown New Age conference covering all kinds of bizarre and unbiblical Antichrist-inspired activities and topics and teachings. Elizabeth Peru, Becoming Cosmic Messengers. Anita Morjani, The Power of Transformation. Paola Harris, Consciousness Connection to UFOs. And there's a rabbi even, Ariel Tzadok, Extraterrestrial Life in the Bible. Ahmad El Fakwe, Divine Wisdom and Alchemy at Sacred Sites. Stephen Bassett, talking Tom DeLonge and the To the Stars Academy. Tom DeLonge is a rock star, a rock musician. I don't even know what band he plays with or whatever, but he has a strong interest in ufology and you know, came up with this idea of what he calls the To the Stars Academy. He funded this particular event or this you know, this research group into the whole idea of the UFOs. And then Soul Evolution, Earth and Interplanetary, and this is from Basnar, and I assume Basnar is somebody who speaks out of a human puppet, unless it's a just complete fraudulent thing. Either way, whoever this person is, they call themselves Basnar. So, of course, very strange. L.A., as I've mentioned before, is a land of fruits, nuts, and flakes, they say. And this event took place recently. Now, looking into a little more detail in the near-death experience panel, coming back from the other side, life after death. Hear how from our amazing panelists who have had a near-death experience and how they integrated that experience in the ordinary world afterwards. You know, we have Danyon Brinkley, who I mentioned before. Forgive me if I have shared some of this information on an earlier podcast. It's very possible that I had, but this event itself has been very recent. So, Danyon Brinkley, best-selling author of Saved by the Light, At Peace in the Light, and Secrets of the Light. This amazing trilogy chronicles his three unprecedented near-death experiences. Danyon has appeared on every major national television and radio show as a popular guest. For over 35 years, Danyon has been captivating audiences worldwide with his humor and his single message, life is eternal. There is no such thing as death. And that's the key message that always seems to come back with these people who claim to have died and, you know, merged with the oneness of the universe, or have been contacted by spirits on the other side, you know, spirits of light, or whatever term that they use. And I can't recall the term that was used, first of all, in the first books years ago that came out on this. But beings of light, actually, I think is what they were known as, beings of light. Just sounds a lot like angels of light to me. But anyway, I've heard this man speak at UFO conferences and various other New Age conferences, and he has no... he makes it very clear that he hates the Bible and true Christianity. Gee, I wonder why. Of course, because of the interpretations that he has that are coming, I believe, directly from the spirit world, the fallen angels impersonating spirits. Kimberly Meredith is a medical intuitive trance channeler, psychic surgeon, and a hands-on healer and spiritual teacher. Psychic surgeon, again, Johanna Michelson was involved with a psychic surgeon. That's a term you hear often. There's a guy named John of God that was promoted by Oprah Winfrey, and it's turned out he's a fraud, but also an abuser of women, and so it's kind of an embarrassing situation for Oprah Winfrey in that this man who claimed to be a psychic surgeon. Anyway, he wasn't one of the people. I'm getting off the topic here, but he came to mind because he termed himself as a psychic surgeon. Kimberly channels messages through her eyes blinking codes as a tool of communication from God, Mother Mary, ascended masters, and angels. And then Dr. Linda Bachman, and you know, I don't think I have shared some of this. I shared with my Sunday school class some of this information recently, and that's why I was thinking, boy, this is so familiar. You have to forgive me. I'm getting old, folks. But Dr. Linda Bachman, who was featured on Dr. Oz, Gaia TV, and Coast to Coast AM, and of course that's George Norrie's program, is an expert regression therapist psychologist with 40 years of private practice experience. And of course, you know, regression therapist, that's hypnosis therapy, so-called, where people are regressed back through time until they ultimately have an experience where someone else is speaking through them as someone who from another life somewhere, which of course has been a means to try to prove reincarnation. So very dangerous, very deadly stuff here with New Age occultic ideas, reincarnation, Eastern religious ideas that come through near-death experiences. And now, regarding that, I have of some articles here, and I've mentioned these articles before, so I'm going to just, but the first one I think really hits it on the nail on the head. Most evangelicals believe God accepts worship of all religions. And, you know, in my outline, I listed that under relevant Christian articles concerning further apostasy towards the one world religion. You know, we've looked at this latest current event, the Conscious Life Expo, but these articles that I have shared before, I believe, you know, are talking about evangelicals, people who claim to be Christian, who believe these outrageous heretical views and ideas, like, you know, most evangelicals believe God accepts worship of all religions. That's from the Christian Examiner magazine. Or, you know, New Age beliefs are common among professing Christians. That's from Jerry Ungarian in an article that she did not too long ago. in November 2018. And then another study finds 61% of Christians believe New Age ideas. This is from the Reasons for Jesus website. And then Oprah's New Age Christianity Exposed, Dangerous Heresy, also from the Reasons for Jesus website. And so I have shared, I believe, most of these articles at one time or another, so I'm not going to go into any details with those. I just wanted to read those headlines because isn't that amazing? The lateness of the hour, it seems, that we're in, that there are so many professing Christians, evangelicals, who are believing that God accepts worship of all religions, that professing believer Christians have common New Age beliefs. 61% of Christians believe New Age ideas, etc., etc. And so most recently I found another article, and I don't believe I've shared this with y'all, but it is from a site called Christian Patriot Daily, and I'm never able to share this site on Facebook. A window always comes up and it says, you know, this has been found offensive and we've had complaints from people about it and blah, blah, blah. And so my thoughts are usually, wow, this is probably some really good stuff, you know. But I've not been able to share their any of their articles. It's amazing. Everyone I try. So anyway, I guess they've just been tagged or marked in such a way that they have limited exposure on Facebook. Although, you know, you can still click on the Facebook tab there and make an attempt. But anyway, so I've got an article that I thought was, of course, relevant, pertinent to this whole issue of the Great Apostasy, which, of course, is leading to the One World Religion. And we've already looked at the One World Government. But just to kind of close out this series, this is an excellent article, I believe. And then the title of the article is Popular Practices That Seem Christian But Are Really New Age. And as I mentioned, the other article earlier, New Age Beliefs Common Among Professing Christians. Well, it sounds sort of like that, doesn't it? But there is some other information here that I wanted to share. And some of this is repetitious from other studies, etc. But, you know, stuff you need to know if you haven't heard it, if you're not aware of it, if you don't recognize the signs of the times, the things that are happening, or the signs of the times, or the times of the signs, as one of our programs is titled on Rapture Ready Radio. The author says many Christians are unaware that New Age practices have slowly been creeping into the church. While the expression New Age wasn't coined until the 1970s, its beginnings go all the way back to the roots of the Hindus and Buddhists who have been practicing Eastern mysticism for thousands of years. And of course, I would clarify or add to that that it's even farther back to Genesis chapter 3, where the serpent told Eve that she would not surely die if she ate the fruit, and that and that she could be like God. You know, God doesn't want you to become like him. You know, that's what Lucifer, of course, wanted to do, and he wants to lead mankind in that direction. So In the Western world, the New Age religion gained popularity when the book The Aquarian Conspiracy by Marilyn Ferguson was published in 1980. And of course, that was termed a New Age Bible and has still, you know, retained that term. This is one of the New Age Bibles. Course in Miracles that I mentioned earlier, Marianne Williamson and other New Age people have promoted, would be really something, another document that could be considered a New Age Bible, so to speak. And there's others, but I will continue with this particular article. New Age beliefs garnered even more attention when Shirley MacLaine discussed her conversion, in her book, Out on a Limb. The book chronicled MacLaine's experiences with out-of-body travel, channeling sessions, and guided tours of an unseen world. Eventually, with the help of her spirit guide, she came to believe that each individual is God. For many Christians, this all sounds like a bunch of nonsense. What they may not realize, however, is that without even knowing it, they could be caught up in some of these same practices and beliefs. Because Bible illiteracy, and this is an important point, is at an all-time high in this country, many Christians are not able to discern between true and false teachings. The Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, was right when he said, "Discernment is not simply a matter of telling the difference between what is right and wrong. Rather, it is the difference between right and almost right." I love that quote. The reason that some New Age practices are such a huge problem is that engaging in them makes Christians believe they are having a truly spiritual experience, which indeed they are. But what spirit is present? We're told to test every spirit in 1 John 4:1. It doesn't help that many so-called Christian celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and Roma Downey and popular pastors like Rick Warren and T.D. Jakes promote New Age concepts. This is why it's more important than ever for Christians to do their homework regarding New Age practices. It goes on to say in the article, here are some of the most popular spiritual practices that seem Christian but are really New Age, or at least they are false beliefs and teachings, I would say, but probably could be considered New Age as well. Contemplative prayer, which we've talked about before, sometimes referred to as centering prayer. This type of meditation involves choosing a word or short phrase and then repeating it over and over as a way to clear the mind of any distractions so that God's voice can be heard more clearly. The goal is to listen for God's guidance or to feel His presence. This is not a biblical way to pray, however, as prayer is supposed to be about communicating with God instead of doing mystical meditation exercises. And really, this comes out of Catholic mysticism. Many Christians argue that Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God," is an invitation to engage in contemplative prayer or contemplative prayer. However, when read in context, this passage is not about being still in order to listen to God. Instead, the words "be still" translate as "cease striving." In other words, Christians will realize it is actually a rebuke from God to pay attention to His power and might in the midst of their difficulties. Now, moving on, instead of using tarot cards, one so-called Christian ministry uses destiny reading cards as a way to help others. They state their cards were developed by intuitive and prophetic artists. Many Christian leaders like Sean Boltz, Havalah Cunnington, and Steve Schultz, and he's the guy with Elijah List, false prophets, who claim to have a prophetic gift might actually be dabbling in divination. While some Christians may have a prophetic gift, or I would say, you know, who may have had some prophetic dream or warning or something along that lines, or a strong sense of the future, they need to be careful to never consider their words above the Word of God or to use it for monetary gain. And that's what concerns me when I hear somebody say they're a prophet. You know, I don't really believe that there's prophets personally today. I believe there's false prophets, but not true prophets these days. And then finally, part of the goal, this is under Christ consciousness, part of the goal of a Christian is to become more Christ-like through a process called sanctification. What Christians need to be careful of, however, is that Christ consciousness is something completely different. While it might sound biblical, it is steeped in Eastern mysticism. In New Age beliefs, Christ consciousness is about achieving enlightenment and becoming one with the universe, and that this can be done by connecting with the divine. Finally, and I'm running out of time, there are many other practices that might seem Christian that are steeped in New Age thought and origins, including universalism, the power of positive thinking, law of attraction, you know, the secret, angel communication, mindfulness, and spirit travel. And I am exactly out of time. This is the end of this series. God bless you all. Be with us next week. Thank you.